Okay, this is Brother Jim, back to part three on my refuting Mark from his 2 Corinthians 7 sermon, where he mentioned me and he's talking about, he's butchering, being born again, lying about what I teach. Let's keep going. He's almost done with that, and then we're going to go on to a few other points, I think, that are important to cover in this sermon. Let's keep going.
Anyways, we are to tell people to do what God tells them to do, and God will take care of his part.
Okay, and I agree with that, but once again, confusion. Can you be born again in the Old Testament by just repentance? No, you weren't born again then. Can you be born again in the New Testament by just changing your ways, changing your mind, and trying to follow God? No. Jesus said, you must be born again. You must be born from above by the Spirit of God. This is why Mark Bullen's testimony is not one of a transformed life. This is why none of the men that he has under him have a testimony of a transformed life. They have heretical theology, and they believe you find eternal life through a program, church attendance, being under a bishop. Yep, that's what Mark teaches. You have to be under a bishop. You have to be in church on Sunday. Okay, you have to be in the program, then you can find eternal life. This is heresy. Our website exposes it, uses his own writing, his own quotes, his own words. Mark's a heretic. He's confusing what being born again is. He tells truth and he tells lies. He lied about what I teach. I clearly teach being born again is a work of God in cooperation with your will. But let's go on and listen to some more things that Mark said in this sermon that I think are kind of telling. Let's get to them.
You know, you cannot be blessed or helped or learn from a person if your heart is not right towards that person in the sight of God.
Okay, that's the first thing I have to say. Amen, amen, amen about in Mark's sermon, other than when he says you have to have God's Spirit in you in a cooperative work. He has that part right, but the rest of it's wrong. Yeah, that's Mark's problem. I've had this testing up on Mark for 3 years. He won't give an answer. He won't refute it. When him and Jesse and Nathan repent of their lies, we could have a meeting. I'll meet with any of the other men. I told him that in the street. Mark says you can't learn from somebody you have a bias or prejudice about. That's Mark's problem with me. He can't refute what I'm saying. He can't find fault in my life. He lies. He says I'm full of hypocrisy and my life is a shipwreck. Yet I keep asking him, where is that? I want to repent of it. He won't show me. Mark needs to repent. His heart is not right about me. And we're going to talk about correction and tearing down a little bit more in his sermon, but let's keep going.
Some bad motive to every good deed. There are people who decide to hate our president.
Okay, here Mark's going to show how worldly he is. Before that, he was saying that if you have bias and prejudice against someone, you can't learn from them. That's true. Mark can't learn anything from me because he has a bias. In fact, I have an email where he says he's waiting for God to take care of me. Yeah, I posted the email. It's on the testing. Not that Jim, I hope and pray you come to repentance and hope you could unite to us and we're here to help you. No, he's waiting for God to deal with me. He's a wicked man. But here Mark goes on to show what a worldly, carnal man he is. He talks about politics. You know, they got their Trump flag and their American flag waving. I thought we're not supposed to be caught up in the affairs of the world. What soldier gets caught up in the affairs of the world, Mark? I thought we're supposed to be striving for Christ and his kingdom. Here Mark talks about his beloved Trump. You know, Trump, the guy that wants to legalize sodomy and lesbianism. Yeah, let's hear what he has to say.
And therefore, when they decide that, there's nothing he can do to please them. Nothing he does is right. They become blind and cannot appreciate any good he does. Do you realize God did not give you the responsibility, the license, or the jurisdiction to hate President Donald Trump? Your heart, if you hate the man, is not right in the sight of God. God hates sin. What if he hated you and not just your sin?
Actually, Mark shows how biblically illiterate he is here. Actually, God does hate people. I put up a whole article about this when somebody was contesting this. I was out street preaching at a football game, high school football game, not far from Markstown. And I was telling people, Psalm 11:5 says, God hates those who love violence. Hey, go look up Psalm 5:5. It says God hates the wicked. Go look up Hosea 9:15. It says God hates those. How about Proverbs 14:17? It said God hates them. Yeah, God actually does hate people, Mark. Not that we should hate the president. Oh, no. Should pray for him, as the Bible teaches. But Mark shows how biblically illiterate he is. God actually does hate people. Let's keep going.
Would that be okay? What if God had the attitude towards you that you prejudice towards certain people, like our president?
Actually, God does hate, as I just showed you, people who are violent and wicked and sinful. So Mark needs to study up a little bit more on that, and I'm here to help him if that's what he wants to do. We'll keep going. All right, so here Mark goes back to talking about godly sorrow. Let's listen.
Kept them from being damaged by that interaction. But that was not Paul's responsibility. Paul didn't want them to be damaged. But he had to do what he had to do for truth's sake and right's sake. Verse 10.
Yeah, right there, Mark was saying that Paul had to rebuke them, he had to reprove them, he had to correct them in order to bring them to the truth. And absolutely, I agree with that 100%. That's what I've been trying to do with Mark Bullen and the people at LFCF. Correct, test, reprove, rebuke. And Mark takes it personal against his legacy. Mark hates me because of it. He wants God to deal with me. That shows hate, doesn't it? I don't know. You let me know what you think about that. But Mark says it's good what Paul did. Well, Paul says 1 Corinthians 5, we're to test the body. That's what I'm doing with Mark and them. Let's keep going.
For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. That's the new birth.
There you go. So once again, he says, godly sorrow worketh repentance. That's the new birth. He cuts out the Spirit of God. He doesn't say that because of your repentance, now your will is turning towards God. Now God turned his will towards you, just like it says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Then he gives you the Spirit of God. Nope, just godly sorrow works to repentance, leads to salvation. Mark is void of teaching about the Spirit of God. I hope you see that over and over. He has to confirm, yeah, you get the Spirit, because that's what the Bible says. But it's not part of Mark's theology. Because see, if you were alive in the Spirit, and you walked in the truth, Jesus said the Spirit will teach you all truth, John 14, John 16, you would never sit in the pew of Mark Bullen. You would repent, you'd correct him, and if he wouldn't repent and correct himself, you'd leave. So Mark needs a bunch of dead people in the pews in order to keep his legacy going. Shameful and wicked. Let's keep going.
And the thing is, if I don't feel that way about my sin, I have not repented. If I don't feel...
All right, let's stop right there. So Mark has a lot of sin on his hands that my testing shows. How he's dealt with the gospel, how he's dealt with God's word, how he's made a program, how he's twisted and corrupted the scriptures, how he's dealt with me wickedly, lying, bringing up my past. Remember, Mark's the guy who teaches your past divorce before Christ is forgiven, but when he can't refute you in the Word of God, he throws it up and rubs it in your face. Yeah, he did that to me. It's on the testing. He did it via email. But we're going to hear something here that Mark, once again, doubles down in this confusion. Let's listen in.
If I don't feel this way and act this way about error, then I have not repented. But when I do...
Yeah, so I guess I should finish that thought. Mark hasn't repented because he keeps doubling down. He won't repent of his error, his slander, his name calling. And so Mark clearly hasn't repented, which means he does not have the hope of eternal life to come per his own theology. That's troubling. You need to repent, Mr. Bullen. We don't want you to perish in your sin and your spiritless life. Let's keep listening.
I do act this way, and I have repented with godly sorrow. I have experienced new birth.
Once again, he says it. So see, he says, repentance with godly sorrow is new birth. He said they had that in the Old Testament. Folks, do you have to have the Spirit of God in you to have new birth? Jesus said so. Paul said so. Peter said so. John says so. Mark Bullen and Nathan and all the other men say no. You don't need that. Who are you going to believe, folks? You're going to believe the eternal word of God, or you're going to believe a lording over Diotrephes bishop who's interested in his legacy, keeping people spiritually dead, sitting in their pews? So sad. Let's keep going.
Only, nor for his cause has suffered wrong primarily, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear unto you. Our goal is not just to tear down and point out error, though it is necessary. Our goal...
Right, so that's exactly right. My goal isn't to tear down. My goal is to point out error because it's necessary. Amen, Mark. Another thing I can agree with you on. But why won't you give an answer for my huge testing that shows all the sin at your LFCF body? In fact, I have the quote on Mark's website on my testing. He says, it's my responsibility and yours to bring him any error that he has. But when you bring him the error, I came to him via email 8 years ago. He slandered me, lied, called me names. Then I put the testing up and he ran and he hid from it. That doesn't sound like a pure heart that comes from godly sorrow and repentance, does it? Also doesn't sound like a born-again man. No, it doesn't. Let's keep listening. We're going to finish up.
A loving parent to these people. And though in doing so, we have to tear down wrong concepts. We have to tear down prideful actions. We have to convict. We have to show. We have to give punishments. We have to try and change the mind. And yet...
Amen, Mark. Another place I agree with you. But yet when that is done to Mark Bullen, all written out, he rejects it, calls it foolishness. He calls my testing foolishness. I'm contesting the gospel. I'm contesting his church leadership. I'm contesting him teaching the tithe. I'm contesting him telling people they need a contract to take communion there. I'm contesting his feminism that goes on there, including his wife rebuking me in Walmart in front of my own wife. So many things I'm contesting that Mark calls foolishness. His unbiblical dress, his worldliness. But Mark, when you bring it to him and the other men, no, they won't receive it. Yeah, Apostle Paul wanted the Corinthians to receive what their correction, and they did. Mark Bullen and the men at LFCF won't do that. How shameful and pathetic. It doesn't show godly sorrow and repentance, and it doesn't show new life by the Spirit of God. That's what this has all been about. Not sure Mark believes that. Oh, he said God will do a work in you, give you his Spirit, but yet you could be born again in the Old Testament, and you could just be born again if you just forsake your ways and follow God. It's not what the Scriptures teach. You must be born again as a child of God. Born from above, said Jesus 5 times in John 3. I'm going with Jesus' words and Paul's words and Peter's words and John's words, not with Diotrephes, Mark Bullen. We're going to finish up. At the end of Mark's sermon, he started going on talking about how people show feigned love and that's how Satan came and questioned God's word. And people come telling you, be careful, I'm concerned for you. Mark was trying to paint this really bad picture of me because I just preached to his men in the street that I'm trying to come with some ill motives and I'm unbiblical and all wrong. Yet Mark can't show us in the word of God where I'm wrong because I don't have anything but the word of God. No new revelation. I'm just teaching God's truth, God's gospel, God's biblical New Testament ways. Mark's teaching a man-made program. He said that one time, 53 times in one 58-minute sermon. But he spent a lot of time at the end of this sermon talking about warning the people that people have feigned love and watch their motives and all these kinds of things. Mark is a slanderer. Mark uses all types of mind control. In fact, he actually says in one of his books, he needs to brainwash you into his program. Yep, look up my testing. That's what it says. We're almost done. Hold with me.
Had no gain of them. He had not abused them. He had not misled them. All he had done is tell them the truth to save their soul.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do with Mark, and he paints the picture that I have evil motives and I hate them. That's a lie. I love them all. And he's trying to paint a picture, and I think there's a lot of problems going inside his body. People are reading the testing. People are seeing that his theology is not in line with God's word, that program is heretical. His gospel is heretical. He's got a Charles Finney gospel. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Yeah, God will give you the Spirit later, some other time, but you can kind of do it on your own because the Old Testament people did it on their own, right? They were born again in the Old Testament. I don't know anybody that teaches that except Mark Bullen. He's walking in heresy. Let's keep going.
But the devil comes along and says, what do you think he's trying to gain? Huh? What do you think? You think he's doing all this just because he loves you? You fell for that, huh? You think he's doing all this just because he's concerned for you?
Yeah, Mark's saying the devil says, hey, what's that guy really trying to gain? Well, when it comes to Mark, we know what Mark's trying to gain. Go listen to his sermons. He has a vision for his legacy, a vision you have to follow. You have to sign a contract to give your allegiance, to give your submission to LFC, if I covered that with Nathan out in the street. That's what it says in line one. I have the contract right on my testing. So Mark Bullen's a lording over man. You have to sign a contract to have communion with him. Nathan said it was to cover secret sins, if that isn't ridiculous. But Mark says, what's he trying to gain? We know what Mark's trying to gain, a legacy. He's putting up a building. And you know what Mark's legacy is going to be? He's created the cult of the Bullenites. Go look it up on Google. The Bullenites. My testing comes up, exposing him. Yep. I might be the first one calling him a Bullenite, but that's what they are, according to his false teachings. Let's keep going.
And the person saying that is the one who's trying to take advantage of them and corrupt them and lead them astray.
Yeah, so all Mark can do is say, oh, I'm trying to lead them astray, when all I'm doing is pointing them to the truth. I want them to be born of God's Spirit. I want them to have the biblical gospel. I want them to be set free in Christ, not to be following a man-made program. And I always say it, I don't have a building to fill up. I don't want to be a lording over elder and bishop like Mark. I don't write books and sell them. Mark does. I don't take donations. Mark does. I'm not trying to build a legacy. Mark is. I don't have a cult compound on my land somewhere. Mark does. I don't call myself the chairman of the board of the body of Christ. Mark does. I've got his own word saying that on my testing. Do you see the wickedness of this man? And then he can tell people, oh, watch out for them. They've got ill motives. Don't be deceived, folks. A couple more minutes and we'll be done.
He didn't have to tear anybody down. But the people who want to divide and lead you away have to tear down the person who's working to save you. Always. Every time.
All right. So once again, Mark Bullen's confused because up around minute 39:50, he said it's a loving act. You have to tear down error, tear down false ways, tear down pride. Now he says if somebody comes and tears down error, that they have an ill motive. Do you see? Mark can't stand to be tested in the Word of God. He hides like a Revelation 21:8 fearful coward, rather than give an answer to the testing that clearly shows his man-made program, his Finney-inspired program, is unbiblical and corrupt. We'll finish up with a silly thing he says here, and then we'll be done.
Asking them to open up their hearts, they could not receive his teaching because somebody had degraded his person. They were having a hard time receiving his leadership because somebody was questioning his motives. I've seen it happen. I mean, this isn't a mega church by any stretch, but it's happened here too many times already. somehow Brother Mark is getting rich by all this.
Well, maybe if you would stop taking donations and selling the things of God, people wouldn't think you're making money, Mr. Bullen. Actually, Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. And maybe if you would quit telling people on the internet to give money for your building, to give money for your billboard signs, to give money to buy your books. The other day, or not long ago in a sermon, he said, it takes money to go out and do this and do that and witness. Really, Mark, I travel full-time, preach the gospel all over America. I'm all self-funded. Maybe if you live a little bit different, how come none of your men are going out preaching the gospel? Your son is going out to be an airline pilot. All your other men are sitting around working, making money. Who's going out and preaching the gospel? Or in your case, a man-made program. I'm glad they're not doing that. If they were preaching the biblical gospel, it'd be good if they would. But nope, they're too busy playing churchianity. Let's keep going. Listen to Mark make this silly comment about what he does.
Or something. Oh, he just likes lording over us.
Well, yeah, the reason I say Mark lords over is because in his last sermon not long ago in 2020, he told people, hey, I tell you to sit down, and if I didn't tell you to sit down, you'd keep standing up during my whole sermon. Seems kind of mechanical, huh? He tells them when to stand. He tells them when to sit. He tells them when to sing. He tells them when to pray. Tells them how much money they should give, the tithe and offering. Tells them when they can take the Lord's Supper. He decides who can take the Lord's Supper. Tells them they got to sign a contract. Tells the women how to dress. Tells the men how to dress with their little suspenders and their little skinny pants and tucked in shirts. But he doesn't teach the men how to dress biblical. Hey, Mark, when are you going to give an answer on my tunic instruction I gave you? Thought I'd just throw that in there. But listen to what Mark says. It's interesting.
He just enjoys the control. He just wants to run the show.
Well, again, if you wouldn't call yourself chairman of the board of the body of Christ, and if you didn't sell the things of God, and if you didn't tell people when to sit down and stand up, yeah, maybe people wouldn't think that. That's not what a true leader does. Go read Matthew 20, Mark. It is written, you will never lord over. You'll be servants. And listen what Mark says to show he serves.
Yeah, that's why I was running the vacuum this morning and sweeping floors and preparing. Because just so I could have a moment of control.
Well, folks, Mark should be run. Well, actually, why aren't his wife and daughters running it? I thought maybe that would be a keeper at home job. Why is Mark vacuuming? Well, that's his own house. See, Mark likes to have his building attached to his house. Now his building sits right on his land. His new building's going to sit on his land. More control for Mark in their cult compound. Yeah, I made a video right at his driveway. I saw it all. And so that's why everyone thinks Mark lords over, because Mark is a lording over Diotrephes. No question asked there. Let's keep going.
You need to recognize the devil when you hear him. Amen. Okay?
His remark is referring to someone like me as the devil.
Figure it out. There's a narrow road to life. There's a broad road to destruction. And if someone's trying to encourage you on the narrow road to life, they're your friend. That's a real friend. If someone's trying...
Well, that would be me, because I'm teaching you how to follow God's word in more completeness, how to cover yourselves biblically, how to preach a biblical gospel, how to be a New Testament body and not a program. I'm trying to be a friend to you guys, Mark, but the problem with Mark is he can't look at my life and say, look, he's taking you down the broad road, because we live an even more narrow road, more biblical, more set apart life than Mark Bullen and them. They're worldly. They love politics. They love the things of the world. Yeah, you need to know that stuff so you're not deceived by someone like Mark Bullen. Hey, I'm going to finish this up on part 4.